Wow, put your hands together this morning. What an atmosphere. How many can feel God's presence already? I feel God's presence so strongly. And I am convinced that these days are life-changing days. Tell somebody you should not have come. You should not have come. Because you came, you will not be the same again. If you want to go, go now. Go now. You can go. It's not too late. You can go now. Because something is going to happen these days. I thought you were clapping.
Amen.
I thought you were clapping. Amen.
Amen.
But this morning, I want to salute the great man, the angel of this house, Apostle Vincent.
Amen.
It's, you know, I've known him as a Healing Jesus board member. And many years ago, I was privileged to host him in my church. He didn't say I'll be there. To come to my church. You'll be there.
Amen.
You will come there one day.
Amen.
But
amen.
I was so blessed.
And
as we have been talking, I suspect that many of you don't know him. I suspect he's very anointed. Do you know that?
Amen.
Your clapping tells me you don't know that.
Amen.
And I'm here to honor him, his dear wife, with an invitation he gave me. Such an honor and a privilege. Thank you so much, Apostle. I will say more at a later time. But I'm here this morning also with my very dear friend, almost my brother, Bishop K. What I will say, he will argue with me. But he's a big brother to me.
He's
you.
Amen.
You argue with me. Because, you see, tell somebody, Jesus was only 33. But he was the firstborn. So, and you know something? There are couples where the wife is older than the husband. But the man is the head.
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
Yes. Bishop Clifio has been a dear friend many, many years.
Bishop
he helps me think straightly.
Amen.
And I'm so happy you are here this morning. But above all, there's one man by his anointing, by his fatherly gathering of children, he has made my being here possible. Sometimes we say things by heart. Is it English here? By heart.
Yes,
you talk
yes.
By heart. Sometimes we say things by heart. But not this one. When I say he is the most anointed man I know in the whole world. His ministry came from a small suburb in Accra. And now reaches 95 countries.
Amen.
And not only a small presence in those countries, but buildings. Ask your neighbor, you are in your own country. Have you built a house?
You are in your own country.
Have you built a house? You have not built a house. And he has built houses in
over 90 countries. Let us honor Bishop Doug Howard Mills.
Bishop Doug Howard Mills. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
There's no one like him. And this morning is a church growth conference. Oh yes.
Amen.
I'm glad you came. Tell somebody, I was looking for you. Yeah. And that is why I said, if you want to go, go now. Because by the end of these days, you will not be the same again. Let us pray.
Amen.
Father, thank you so much for this gathering. It is supernatural. Thank you for this meeting here. It was ordained in heaven at the beginning of time that lives would be changed and set on course to grow your church in this country and in many other places. Thank you for everyone here this morning, where a seed is being planted in their hearts. And this seed, it will not just lie there, but will grow and become a great tree of righteousness that will cause many to be saved. Thank you that this is just the beginning of a new season in the life of this church. A wave of expansion is about to take off, reaching out to many different areas of this country. And those of us who are here, we are the participants. Thank you, thank you, thank you so very, very much. In Jesus' name, and all the saints said amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together. God bless you. And you may be seated. You know, I know that the cameraman would love me to be up here. But I want to come down there. Am I allowed to come down there? I know the cameraman, he say, oh no, but you're a minority. I can go down. You're a nice church. As I was coming, I didn't see, don't come down. So that's why I asked. And I'm sorry, I'm leaving you behind. Will you join me on this side or you stay where you are? You stay where you are or you join me down here? You join me down here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Church growth. This morning I'm really honored to be here. I've been to South Africa a number of times. That is my first time here. And you have a beautiful church. And beautiful music. If there's one thing I would steal from this church,
it's
your choir. I would carry them away. But when I go home, they'll be very angry with me. Because they will never sing again. So better stay where you are. But your music is rich. It comes from deep inside. And this morning I'm looking for more than singers. I'm looking for somebody to grow the church. Myself being here is a miracle. How many watch films? Movies.
Yeah,
I watch the X-Men. I watch
X-Men.
I like those kind of movies where there's no sense.
Just
you don't have to think and follow the plot. They just fight good against evil and good wins.
And
I like Batman. I mean, like Batman.
Batman.
No one likes Batman.
I love Batman.
Yes. You know Bruce Wayne. Yeah, I mean, I like those films. But they caused me to think of people who are superhuman. Who can do things we can't do. I mean, when they fly, it's amazing. We can't fly. Though one day we will fly. When we get to heaven, we'll be flying. Yes. But you see, when I think of those people, they can do things, move things, shake things,
open,
destroy things. But it's good we are not superhuman. We would kill all our enemies.
There
will be no one left to preach to. But you see, the reason why I think about them is because I am not like them. I am very ordinary. I'm surprised I'm here. If my classmates from secondary school saw me here, they'll say it's not me. No, I'm really a very... How many people here are ordinary? You're not special. You have no talents. You have nothing. You all have talents. Let me confess something. I can't sing. I cannot sing. If I sing, it's called discord. I don't know how to sing. That's why I appreciate singing. Amen.
Amen.
Many years ago, I was studying in Norway. And one day there was what they called inter-faculty sports.
And,
no, these Europeans, they are very athletic. They are very health conscious. So we had to run a relay. Then somebody said something. There's an African in the lab. He can run. I said no. He cannot run. He said he can run. All Africans can run. I said no, not true. Not all Africans can run. I tried to escape. They said no, you will run the race. Look.
Born.
They put me in the relay.
Bambia mo relay.
I ran the third lap.
Third lap.
Do you know my prayer? Oh God, don't disgrace me. I almost died. I can't run. I can't sing. I'm not special. Many years ago, when I was a student, you know, in our student halls, we have those halls where the students, I think the same here, halls of residence with the students. In my hall, they were in the bathrooms. They had huge mirrors, big, that covered the whole wall. And one day I was going to take a bath. I bath every day, but that day I remember that day. As I was walking to the bathroom, I had a towel around my waist. It was only a male hall. And as I was walking, then I passed the big mirror. I saw myself. I said, Look at you. I could count my ribs. I said, no. I mean, from that day, I went to the gym to try and do bodybuilding. You can see it didn't work. But as I passed the mirror,
I said,
Patrick, who will marry you? I mean, you don't have body. You can't sing. You can't run. I wasn't bad in school.
Boarding school.
I got 2 prizes.
I got prizes.
Yeah. I'm sure you didn't get any prize. I'm sure I got 2 prizes. I was, at least my head works. But this morning, many people try to leave the work of God to those who are special, those who are very talented and very capable, and many of us think that we are ordinary, and so I can't do much. So you don't even try to do anything. And truly, there are a few people who are very talented. Truly, some people have skills and abilities that are outstanding. Some are really gifted at speaking. Some are very clear thinkers. Bishop, very clear thinker. I mean, he can quickly separate all the rubbish from the nonsense and then give you the right answer. Apostle, am I not saying anything?
Yes.
So some are like that. But there are many of my classmates who are here who have no special ability. You know, we are those who write on the wall, "I was here some," because we left no mark behind us. Your mark is on the wall, "I was here." Oh, you don't understand that. Some leave their name, prizes, reward, awards.
But some of us.
And fortunately or unfortunately, we are the majority. That's the comforting thing for me. There are a lot of us who don't have special skills. Can't do much. But the secret is, we are the ones who can do the work of God maximally. And without us, many things will be left undone. And the church, it will not grow as it should. And if we are talking about church growth, me, an ordinary person who went to the north of my country, I don't know the dynamics of this country, whether there's a poor part, there's a rich part of South Africa. Is that the case? Because in Ghana, the southern part is much wealthier. And then northern part is much poorer. And I went to the northern part many years ago. As I was going, honestly, myself, I had no real expectation. I was going in obedience to what I had heard. Actually, all I heard was one word from the Lord, Tamale. He didn't say anything else. He didn't say what to go and do there. I mean, it's amazing. Just a word, a city. So when I went back home, I said, I'll go there. And by great grace, Bishop, the prophet sent me to that same place. And I went happily. My first church service. Myself. My wife. My wife's sister. And my three children. In my living room. That was my first service. And I sat there. What are we doing? What are we doing? But you see, God had spoken. This morning I'm looking for somebody who has my DNA. That we can't do much. All I'm looking for is somebody. By the way, I'm glad it's a big banner. It's a church growth conference. That's why we are here. And what I'm saying is that somebody just like me, who has no special ability. Maybe you are here right now assisting somebody. Somebody else is in front of you and you are behind him. You are the second layer or even the third layer. That, and it's like you don't shine. But that person, under certain conditions, with a certain mindset and a certain faith in God, with a deep conviction,
I'll be convicted.
You can do wonders for God. I said you can do wonders for God. You know, this church that began in my living room, I moved from Tamale to Kumasi 2010. I was in Tamale for about 15 years.
Yeah,
95. For 15 years.
And in
those 15 years, I was able to start. I don't know how I should tell you. You know, because sometimes you have to be careful. Your motives. But I'll tell you. In those 15 years, not me alone. Of course, I'm never alone. It's always a team of people. But I was spearheading or leading most of those things. And in those years, I was able to start 120 churches. You see why I'm clapping? Look, it was many things put together. You heard me. I beg you. 120 churches. But what I'm trying to say is an ordinary prayer. Who is ordinary here this morning? You are ordinary. You are ordinary. I was looking for you. I'm looking for my classmate. But you look bigger than me. Yeah, like my, yes. Can you sing? Can you run? Good. An ordinary person. Because we are the bulk of the church. The superstars are just a few.
The shining stars, just a few.
If we are to leave the work to them, it will not be done at all. Or what will be done will be a fraction of what is possible. I think it's a conference. Please sit down.
Amen.
Yes. No, so I'm looking for a few people who are like just like me. You're not special. Even your family don't fully respect you. Your family respects you. You know, my sister thought I was a bit crazy when I was going to Tamale. She was praying for her little brother. Is he spoiling his life? What is wrong with him? She told me this many years later. Because you don't look like the person who can go out there and succeed at church planting or church. You don't look like somebody who this is your calling. You're just an ordinary person. Stay peacefully in your seat. And you see, if you try to do something, like the day I was running the relay, I really almost died. Because I was running more than I should run. Because I'm an African. It's not true. Amen.
Amen.
But I'm glad you're here this morning. I'm speaking just a short while, but I'll come back again. Yes, and we'll talk again.
Amen.
But I want to talk about, just touch two things. Church growth. It's two things, actually. To plant churches. And to grow the church you plant. One without the other doesn't work. And the truth is, many of my churches in Tamale, they began small. Many of them,
five, six.
Now they are in their 50s and 60s, times 100 and something. It adds up. Many small churches, they are often not seen as significant. But put them together, it adds up. Yeah. One of the greatest mysteries that I didn't know at that time. You know, in Ghana, we have our major cities. Accra is the capital.
Accra,
Kumasi, the second biggest. Then we have other cities, Takoradi,
Kufuredwa,
and then the other. The most amazing thing was that consistently, Tamale, which was in the northern part of the country, in the poor part of the country, consistently had the third highest income.
Because
because I had many small churches. All of them. You see, this morning I'm talking about church growth. Don't despise any small church.
Amen.
No. Never see a small church as nothing. Those many small churches, they their income coming together became a lot. And it made me very famous in my
life.
That we had a very high income. And you see, we have often, what did Job say? Don't despise the day of small beginnings. We have often despised these small churches. And many of us, if we were to try to start a church, I can promise you, it will be small. To begin with. It will be small. And the key, I'll mention a few things here. But the key is, if you don't give up, that small church you are starting, often without any real skill, but simply that. Can I make a diversion? Simply that God said, or your father sent you. Those are the two conditions. God spoke to you directly. Or your father, spiritual father, spoke to you. What did Aaron tell Moses? That I will be to you as God. Your spiritual father can stand in place of God to you. I've told my wife, whatever Bishop Dag says, do, I'll do.
Oh, yes.
I mean, his word, when he speaks to me, I'll obey. Because he's my spiritual father. And I believe that what he says to me, and God has spoken to him already. So it's key that as we discuss church growth here, somebody will say, God hasn't spoken to me. I've not had any vision. I've not had any dream. I've not heard anything from God. So I'm sitting down settling confidently in my chair. But your apostle, he speaks to you in the place of God. And I'm sure he will not say something to you without a conviction himself. So this morning I need a few people who decide, let's grow the church. Let's grow the church. Let's plant more churches. This city is not full at all. There's more space. Oh, true or not?
True.
Very much more space. And the small churches, there's more space to grow. Much more space to grow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Matthew 16:24. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man, anybody qualifies, tell somebody, any man, including you. You didn't say that one well. Any man, including you. Please add your finger to your words and point to your neighbor. Any man, including you. Those are Jesus' exact. If you ever go through your Bible concordance, or now with your smart Bibles,
okay,
if any man occurs frequently, Jesus made the door wide open. Everybody, we all qualify.
Jesu o bula monyako ka moka ga rena rena le maloka.
We all qualify.
Ka moka rena le maloka.
And it's necessary, all of us must work together to build this church.
Ka moka ga rena re tsantse re shumishane mmogo go aga kereke. Ga gona le motho.
If any man will go out on this journey.
Ga gona le motho a ka tsiang leeto le.
What is the journey?
Leeto ke eng?
Matthew 28.
Ke Matthew 28.
In verse 19.
More verse 19.
The Great Commission.
Bitso e golo.
The Great Commission.
Morero o mogolo.
Jesus said what?
Jesu o rileng.
Go ye therefore.
Ka gona e yang.
And make. Go ye therefore and teach all nations.
E yang ka gona e yang le ruteng ditshaba.
Baptizing them.
Le bakolobetse.
In the name of the Father.
Ka lena la Tate.
And the Son.
Lila Mora.
And the Holy Ghost.
Lila Moya Omuchetwa.
Go.
Samaya.
And teach.
Lirute.
But when you go,
Marago Oya.
Who are you going to teach?
Utlo Ruta Buman.
There's no one to teach as you go there.
Aona mutoka murutango wiya mo.
Oh, you don't understand.
Ali kushish.
If I come to this place.
Henga fitla le filong le.
And I find one. Can I have one or two people who are willing to follow me? One or two. One. No, no, just stand there.
Just
stay there. One or two. Willing to follow me.
Amen.
To
Ghana?
Can I have one or two here also? One and two. Can I have one or two here also? One or two. Can I have one or two here also? Beautiful.
Hey,
I have two people everywhere. Now, how to teach them? I mean, imagine that I have to go here to teach them. Jesus said, go and teach them. Hey! How fast can I achieve this thing? That is the importance of starting and growing churches. Because if now I need a teacher. Who can be my teacher? Pastor, you can be my teacher. Please come. You're my teacher. You're the one Apostle sending you.
Apostle
to go. But you have two here, and 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 to teach all of them, it would be very tiresome. But if you can gather them all to one place, those two there, bring them here, and these two, bring them here, and those two, bring them here, and these two, bring them here. Then you can obey their commandments, go and teach. Without a church, without a church, without a gathering of people, without bringing them together, you cannot obey the scripture. You cannot. You will go, but you will not teach much. That is why I want us all here this morning. If any man, every ordinary person sitting here, those who can't sing, those who can't run, those who are not too sharp, oh, no, not this voice, but every ordinary person, if we will rise up and set our hearts and minds on church planting and church building, then and only then we can fulfill the scripture. And Jesus will come soon. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you. Then and only then, without a gathering, there is no Great Commission. Without any churches being planted and built up, we'll just be walking around just preaching to one person here, one person.
but there'll be no explosion of growth. And Jesus coming soon. Sometimes, also, sometimes I just pray, Jesus come. I'm tired of this world. So much evil. So much confusion. And it's like it's getting worse and not better. And sometimes I'm just thinking, Jesus, come. And he says, if I come, many more are lost. So he's holding on the coming for us to save a few more souls. Are you with me this morning?
Amen.
Let's save a few more souls. I think about heaven. How it would be like. That's how I know where I'll fly. I'll be like Superman in heaven. Fly in the sky. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is what God is looking for. Many of us. Many of us to become church. You see, if all of us were to start a church somewhere, it would be a magnificent change for Emmanuel Christian Church and all churches here represented. If all your members, I mean, you go out in the morning, go and preach to 5-10 people and then come for your own service under your apostle, it will be fantastic. I mean, all of us here, 5, 10, 10, and one of you are superstars, we have 20. Ordinary superstars. I'm just saying. We just, all of us, we just gather from everywhere, 20, 10, 5, 10.
25, 10.
And because they are small churches, you can meet them early and have a short meeting, 7 to 8, 8 to 9 or something. Before you come to your own service. And then imagine what it will mean for this church. We have just 100 members. And each member of the 100, about 60 of the members have their own 10 members. That 60 is 600.
600
plus the 100, that's 700.
Plus 100,
we are almost there. Every member. Every member. And you see, there are some people who do thousands, but not you. And not you.
You.
When I look at you, you can do 10 or 15. When you can do, how much can you do?
50.
50. I'm hoping. Yeah, maybe. But you can do 10. You can do 12.
12.
You can do maybe 6.
When maybe about 6.
Doesn't matter. Don't be surprised. You be careful. And young ladies, you can do 7, 8, 9, something like that. Just gather a few people together. Everybody gathering. Every one of you. And just imagine the impact it will have on the church. And above all, you too, you will change. You will stop your small sins, your small backsliding. When you are preaching to somebody, you must do good. Or you become a hypocrite. You are saying something you don't do. So when you start preaching your small churches, it makes you a better Christian. It makes you a sharper person. And I feel that many of us ask you about how many can you do? I think you can do 10. It's a church of 10. It will be despised. Because we are aiming for 1,000 seaters. And we are aiming for 2,000
seaters.
What kind of ambition is this?
10.
Tell somebody Job chapter 8 and verse 7. Be careful. Be careful. And the 10 is not the end.
And the 10 was my fellow.
It's the beginning.
Came at home.
Nobody knows the end. Nobody knows that you, the beginner of this small church of 10, like my church of 5, will expand and become a network of hundreds of churches. No one knows where to be. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This morning I want to give you one or two keys. Key number one. It's what I've already started. I'm working on your mind. Because some of you have never thought of planting a church or doing a church. You are very happy to come to church. And come and sit down and let Apostle minister to you. Then you eat a nice 5-course service. Wipe your lips. Then go home confident that Charlie, today I was really blessed by the service. This morning, I'm changing somebody's mind.
That
now, you too will be a church planter. Not a church member. Church planter. I didn't hear loud. Amen.
Amen.
Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5. Let this mind be in you. That was also in Christ Jesus. This morning, let our minds change. I was so blessed last night by Bishop Titus. And what he said, we have truly forgotten the terrors of God. And we are truly comfortable in our good life. And we have truly forgotten something else. Your judgment. Because you think that when you get to heaven, we'll be clapping that, oh, I made it. Yes, you made it. But you didn't do well. You left behind many souls unsaved. Because of you, many people are not born again. Because you didn't go out as I had planned you to go. You sat comfortably in Emmanuel Christian Church. You didn't go out a little. Can't you do just a little bit more? You didn't try that bit. And so this morning, number one, change your mind. Let your mind begin to think about other people. Others. People are perishing. Sometimes I don't know how my mind works. But every Sunday when I'm driving to church, I love Sundays.
Also.
Sunday morning I wake up happy. Sunday night I'm a bit sad. The party's over. We're all going home. But as I drive to church on Sunday mornings, what strikes me is there are many people who are not going to church. That's what I see constantly on Sundays. I see many more not going to church. And I keep on thinking about them. What about them? This morning I want to change your mind to start thinking like me. Once in a while I see these obituary posters.
Do you
have some here? Obituary posters. No, not billboard posters. Our billboards are special. Small posters. You do those. You do those. You know, our billboards are special. That is not. But you see, every time I see those posters, they have beautiful, catchy titles. Gone Too Soon. What a shock. Painful Exit. I mean, they have of young men who have passed. Do you know what occurs to me? Where are they? I mean, that is my constant. Maybe you see sometimes. I'm not sure whether my mind works well. When I see people, my thought is what where are you going? What is your future? What if you die? You know, some years ago I was diagnosed with a heart condition. And I began to think about my death. And I said, when I die, I'm ready to die. And I'll just go and collect my reward. But how many are like that? And so this morning, number one, change your mind about how you think and see other people. Change your mind. How did Jesus see us? Was he imagining your prosperous future on earth? Was Jesus trying to imagine you driving a very big Mercedes in a big mansion where is beautiful? Where is a beautiful part of this city? Where is the posh area of this city? Brooklyn.
Brooklyn
and the east.
Pretoria East.
Do you think Jesus was imagining you sitting in your Mercedes Benz and your wife in a black BMW, living in a mansion in Brooklyn East End? Do you think Jesus ever had that vision of you? Do you think Jesus ever saw you walking with your husband, golden diamond rings, golden, and then golden children, and then your little daughter with pigtail, pony hair? Do you think that Jesus had that mind when he saw you? I mean, Jesus is concerned about you getting married, it's true. It's not good for a man to be alone, it's true. But do you think that he was imagining a grand wedding? Pam pam padam, pam pam padam, and then 12 bridesmaids and 16 page boys. Do you think that is his picture for you? I don't think so. I don't think Jesus had that picture for you at all. I don't know. What do you think? I think when he saw you, he said, "Who can I send? Who will go for me? I'm looking for a servant. I'm looking for someone to send. I'm not imagining your party. I'm not looking at your beautiful ceremony. How many want twins? You want twins? You want twins? Do you want twins? Hey! You are joking. I said, you are joking. Jesus didn't come imagining twins. The world, we are already too many. We are too many in the world. He can imagine you as a soul winner. You are supposed to be a soul winner. Go out and win souls. Go out and save somebody. You are not here to have a party. What car you drive? Listen.
Bon.
When I was in university, sit down. No. Hey, I'm closing soon. I believe. No, you see, when I was in school, first year, then I bought a car sticker.
I said
I would drive a car.
I mean, I guess
getting a car is much easier.
Just
go and borrow money. I'm sorry, but it's true.
But I can not take it.
But you see, in my country, it's very different.
Hey,
in my country, to own a car is a miracle or a big miracle. So I said I will drive a car. And I bought it first year.
And I
put it in my room in front of me. And by the grace of God, I've bought very many cars. But you see, no, wait. They were all used cars.
Amen.
Second hand or third hand. Second or third hand. My first car was a 16-year-old car.
16 years.
After 1 year, the car finished. And I said, I will, and I didn't mind at all. Then I went and got another one. And I was, thinking, when, oh God, when will I drive a brand new car? Or something like that. Well, after much longing, cars passing, you look and say, it's okay. One day. And I have to tell you, my father bought me a car.
Papa ka antekela koloi.
Bishop Dag bought me a car.
Oh, Bishop Dag antekela koloi.
Brand new.
Entwa, yo.
I mean, Bishop Dag.
Bishop Dag.
Brand new. I mean,
Entwa.
I say it with fear.
Ka bolela ka lechu.
I got a new car before he did. He bought me when we were buying second-hand cars as a church. He bought me a new car before he bought one for himself. He said, Patrick in Tamale needs it. It's not normal. It's not normal. But what I was saying is that when that new car came and I drove it, do you know what I'm feeling? Nothing. After 1 week, it's nothing. Then you wonder, what's the big fuss? What's it all about? I have dreamt to drive a Mercedes Benz. When I was young, I said, I must drive a Mercedes Benz. When will I sit in a Mercedes Benz and drive it? I said, oh God, answer this prayer. Then one day, my cousin was getting married. And he went to borrow a car. A Mercedes Benz. Then he said, I need a driver. Who's the driver?
Patrick.
I said, my day has come. A Mercedes Benz. I'm driving it. And they brought the car key. And I sat inside. Do you know my first thought? The seats are hard. I said, what's all the fuss? What's all this? Jesus does not envisage your prosperity on earth as his target. When he thinks about you, that is not what he's seeing. So have this mind also. The prosperity of this world, this earth, is not our goal. The salvation of souls, saving men, that is what how our mind should work. May this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. The mind that I must save somebody. I read a very moving story many years ago. There was this American footballer, and he was, there was a lake a lake or a pool, a big pool in the city where he lived. And one day he was walking by the lake. And there were two kids in a boat in the lake. And then those kids in the boats in the lake fell off the... You know how children are very boisterous. They don't sit still. So they were sitting on the edge of the boat. And somehow they fell off the edge into the water. And the children couldn't swim. So they were shouting. So a crowd gathered on the edge. And they shouted, call the police. Call the fire service. Call the coast guard.
Amen.
Call some. They were all shouting at the edge. A crowd gathered at the edge of the pool. All shouting, call the paramedics. Call fire service. Come and bring your ladder and bring them. And this guy who was passing, he said, all you standing there shouting, nobody, and the kid is there splashing the water. Then he said something. He said, I don't swim too good, but I gotta try. I don't swim too good. But I gotta try. So this guy jumped into the water. How many here can swim? You don't swim too good. You jump into the water. Began splashing his way. When you can't swim, you splash. A lot. He splashed. Do you know how the story ended? He drowned. He couldn't get there. And then, but the boys were saved. What am I saying this morning? You can't do too much, but you got to try. Try and plant a church. I will show you how to plant a church. Try and build a church. Try and grow a church. You can't do too much. You're not qualified. You are not a lifeguard. You never learned how to swim at a proper swimming pool. Only splashing in a bathtub. That's all you can do. But you've got to try. You've got to try and save two kids. Two kids who are about to die before your eyes. And you are sitting down looking at them peacefully. You've got to try. Try and do something. I hope you can. You see, I'm sure that man was thinking, if I don't try and they die, how will I feel? And I will forever have that burden on my heart. And if I had tried and it worked, what a blessing. I'm sure that's why he tried. Tell somebody, I don't swim too good, but I gotta try. I don't swim too good, but I've got to try. And I promise to you, you won't die. You will not die. It will work. It will work. But the second thing I want, I've left out many things, doesn't matter. God will help make it. He will teach you in the night. The Holy Spirit will teach you in the night. Don't worry. Tonight when you go and sleep, Father, what I didn't say should tell you. But the second thing I'll tell you is that what Jesus told Judas. Don't think it's a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. What you do quickly. It was not easy. We see Judas as a bad man, so everything about him is a bad example. He was ushering in the cross. bringing us to the place of our deliverance. This morning, my second point is that there is a reason for urgency. This conference is very well timed, very well placed. That we have the rest of the year to plant and build more churches. By December 31st of the year 2024,
we should see
30, 40 new churches springing up. Those of you who are not clapping, you are not helping me. Clap here. 30, 40, yes.
Amen.
New churches. I don't know how many. The figure just came to my head.
Ecclesiastes 3:1.
To everything there is a season. And a time to every purpose. Under heaven.
A
time to be born, a time to die. You see, there is something that we need to consider. About time. And all of us who are here, we live in time. Whenever time starts, it will stop. There is never time starts. And it never ends. Every time you hear start work, soon after you hear stop work. No exam goes on and on. Everything, there's a start work. There will be a stop work. Let me just clarify something. Because sometimes we are confused as to the time. Some exams.
The exam
they are 30 minutes.
For 30 minutes.
Then they are very short. Many are average 2 hours.
And
they are average. Then you have the special exams. Which are 6 hours. They seem to go on and on. My brother was telling me that they used to write exams 6 hours. And he said, you write, then your head is confused. And you come out and walk around for a few minutes and go back again. Yeah, 6 hour exam.
6 hours unwala exam.
But tell somebody, don't be deceived. Even 8 hour exams. There will be get ready to stop work.
And then stop work.
Listen to me. We will not always have the opportunity to start churches. There is a season and a time where it is easy and possible. And I believe we are in that season. I don't think Apostle just woke up and said, let's do the meeting
April.
2 o'clock. I don't think he just woke up and just started calling. No. I think much prayer and much looking at the circumstances, seeing what God is saying. Let's do a meeting. April
19th April.
Start 2 o'clock.
It was
led and inspired. It means that this conference is a divine setup. It's a divine setup. Do you know what it means? It means start work. Somebody's clock. I said, so You are not listening to me. Somebody's clock. They have how many play chess? Nobody plays chess. You play chess in a competition where you have your clock and your friend's clock. Timers. Yes. Yeah. Somebody has pressed your timer. Click. You better play quickly and press. Otherwise, you will lose by simply time out. Simply not doing anything. You are timed out. Somebody. Not when I say somebody, not one person. It's more than one person. Somebody, this meeting is start work. Start work. And you are supposed to do something about church growth. Not apostle. You. Don't continue looking and say, who are they calling? You. It is your start work. It's not that apostle is continuing in his ministry. I said you should not have come to this conference. You should have gone at the beginning. I told you. You shouldn't have come. Once you have heard it, you can't unhear. It's too late. Start work. Because time is running out. What did Jesus say in John chapter 9? Night cometh. When no man can work. Night cometh. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm looking for somebody who says it's true. I heard a click. That was your clock. I heard something in the atmosphere. Start work. To do what? To think and see. And see. People dying, suffering. You know, I have 3 grandchildren. The first is about 8 years old. 7 years old. I forgot it. Call her 8. You know, after she was born, I realized something. That I began to see children differently. I mean, my children now are grown-ups. They are all married, so I no longer. So when I see children, when I think of children, I don't think of children. I see children of these ages, they have different demands on you.
This
children here, they ask me, daddy, buy me a car. Daddy, buy me this.
These
children here, they want ice cream and chocolates. So they are very different. And I realized that I had stopped thinking of children like this. Because all my kids had grown up. And so the grandchildren came. Then suddenly my mind switched back again to thinking of children as small. My mind changed. This morning, I'm changing somebody's mind. I'm changing somebody's mind. Begin to think differently. Never be satisfied and come and sit in a church and go home and say, what a good Sunday. A good Sunday is not that you came to church, but others came to church and you preached to them. A good Sunday is not that there was a nice choir ministration, but I saw that foolish boy and that silly girl in the choir. That's a good Sunday. that foolish boy who has been chasing girls around and that foolish girl being chased by boys. They are in the choir, sitting here on a good, off the streets. Off the street and in church. That's a good Sunday. May our minds change today. Become a person mindful of church growth. A person whose heart is fixed on this church must grow. Either this church or your little church, wherever it is. Let your heart, your mind change. Doesn't matter what you have. Doesn't matter where you live. All those things are passing. And
Apostle,
I think sometimes it is our poverty that makes us want things. But you will find that things mean nothing. Yeah. And even as we may categorize ourselves as not rich and we need things, you are far better off than many people. There is much more laughter in our world than among the very rich. We are much better off in our world than out there. I want us to change our minds this morning. Change your hearts. I will be mindful of church growth. And I will do my part. And because of me, there will be a church. I'm closing. But before I sit down, I know you have just heard. I know it's just like you've not had time to think about it. Why is there anybody here? Your mind is changing. Can I see your hand? Anybody here? Your mind is changing. I mean, if your hand is down, don't feel bad, because some of us, we are not slow thinkers, but it's coming.
Amen.
Our minds work. We have to be certain and very sure of what we are doing. But some of us, we are impulsive. We just hear, then we jump and then there's somebody here, your mind is beginning to think that I can do this thing. If Patrick can, so can I. I mean, Patrick, he can't sing, he can't run, he can't do anything. But he was able to start a church in his living room. His wife, sister, and three children, and a house help. That was my church. And believe me, it wasn't 1 week. It was weeks. It didn't change overnight. I was there for a while with this, my congregation. But eventually, it changed. Your mind is changing. Hey, I want to cement something. If your mind is changing, Apostle, please give me 5 minutes. Come and shake my hand to cement that your mind is changing. Please, just take your time. I will shake every hand. Don't be in a hurry at all. I will shake every hand. Your mind is changing to become a church worker, a church planter. I will plant a church somehow, somewhere. Maybe it will never become 50.
Amen.
Maybe it will be 20. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter at all. It will be a church. But the little churches are the 20s. Are the 15s. Times 10 is 150.
150.
Times 20 is 200.
Times 20, but
before 200. Your way, 1,000. 2,000. We are serving souls.
We are serving souls.
I want to cement something. That as you shake my hand, your mind is changing. And it's not going to go back again. You're not going back again. You'll be a church planter, a church worker. They are going to be serious.
Amen.
They're going to be serious.
Amen.
Hey, let me come to this side before they chase me out. God bless you. God bless you. I will not give up. When I start my little church, and we are three, I won't give up. I will keep doing it. Three will become four one day. Four will become five. And by mistake, to become ten. Before you are aware, 20. What a miracle. A man like you, they say useless. You can't run. You can't sing. You didn't do well in school. But look at you, a church of 10 people. 20 people. Who said it's not a church? It's a church. It is a church. It's a real church. Real souls. People who are not going to hell. They are going to heaven. As you shake my hand, we are cementing something. We are determining forever. It's established. It's established. It's established. I will not go back again on this decision. Maybe next week, or next 2 weeks, or next 3 weeks, or next 4 weeks, or next month. But this church, by the grace of God, I will start it. I don't know how. I don't know how soon. But tell Apostle, this church I've said I'll start. I will start it by some means. I don't know where. I can't even imagine where I'll start a church. In a garage. In my living room. In a small corner. But one day, this coming weeks, by the grace of God, by the grace of God, I will start my church. Apostle.
Apostle.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here or you have left?
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I am in another dimension. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, unugindlela.
Ongkhatsela.
You say it, unugindlela.
Ongkhatsela.
Tell your neighbor, onkatsela.
Onukindlela.
Hallelujah.
You are on your way.
Yeah, you are on your way.
You are onkatsela.
Tell your neighbor, onkindlela.
Butcha marshal, you are on your way.
Hey. People are not talking.
Atababulele.
I say, tell your neighbor,
onkindlela. You are on your way.
You see, there are things that are entering you, but you are not even sure they are entering.